If you happen to drive through Little River County this Saturday, you're likely to see one guy walking on the side of the road at a very determined pace. His vehicle didn't break down, nor is he doing it just for the exercise. In fact, he'll be walking 30 miles on Saturday to help raise thousands of dollars for those in need in Little River County. Jim Cross, pastor of Ashdown United Methodist Church, will be once again undertaking the Impact 2021 Walking for Christ Charitable Walkathon in Little River County this Saturday. This will be Cross's 9th year to organize the event. Over the past 8 years, he's walked during the event to show service to God while also raising an absolutely incredible amount of money to help his community.
This is our 9th year. I do a 30-mile walk in the community, and the idea behind the walk is to glorify God, help those in need, and bring the community together. In the last 8 years, the walk has raised over $160,000. To different charitable organizations in our community and also in the state. I'll start about 6 a.m. It's just about a 10-hour, it takes me about 10 hours to walk 30 miles. And I just walk throughout the community. And there's some people that walk with me a couple of miles here and there. But it's just a fun thing. And I like to walk. I tell people I can't sing and dance, but I can walk. About 9 years ago, I just kind of felt I wanted to help some folks in need and try to bring the community together and give God some glory. And I thought, well, hey, I walk every morning 3 miles. And I just kind of thought, well, I'm going to try to do something unique here. And to be honest, Patrick, I thought it'd be a one-year deal. I thought we might raise a couple thousand dollars. And the first year we raised 17, and people start giving me money in the summertime. So I think, well, I guess I'm going to walk again this year.
Cross is no stranger to community service and finding ways to help local folks in need. Last year, he helped organize an effort to provide free meals in the community during the COVID-19 pandemic, an effort which didn't just assist those facing food insecurity, but also aided the local business community by patronizing restaurants in Little River County. Cross and his church also organized a huge shoe and clothing drive for youth in the county last year. Cross said he had no idea his Walking for Christ benefit would grow to see the impact it now has. Raising over $160,000 through the event over the past 8 years has allowed Cross and his church to aid so many organizations, groups, and individuals over those years.
It's been an amazing ride, quite frankly, and I never expected it to get to this level. But some of the things that we're doing this year that we've done in the past, we have a scholarship in memory of Jalen Lewis, a young man that passed several years ago, and so we give that to a high school student at Ashdown High School. Something we did last year was really neat. We did a shoe drive, and the money through the walk, and also we partnered with Central Baptist Church, and we passed out 385 pairs of new pair of shoes from Academy, T-shirts, and socks to 385 kids at the beginning of the school year. We also help with the Harvest Food Backpack Program that helps students at the Ashdown Junior High. We fund that through the walk. Free summer camps for the kids, such as football, basketball, baseball, where we have college athletes come in and run the camp for the kids. Everything's free. And also have an art camp as well. We donate to the Two Rivers Museum, the Ashdown City Park, the public library in town, community service Ashdown Matters, and the Richmond Volunteer Fire Department. We also help with Clayton McWilliams and Arkansas State Troopers Medical Fund, Children's Hospital, Little Rock, Arkansas, Marley Smile, a foundation to help with children's cancer research in memory of Marley Pack.
This year, the benefit walk will grow to include a memorial scholarship fund in memory of C.J. Harris. Cedric C.J. Harris passed away earlier this year following an ATV accident over the spring break holiday. He was just 14 years old.
This year we've added recently two other ministries that we're going to help. We're going to do a baseball scholarship in memory of C.J. Harris, a young man, 14-year-old young man that passed away a few weeks ago. And we're going to give it to an Ashdown Panther senior baseball player that exemplifies C.J.'s life on and off the field. And also C.J.'s parents, Cedric and Marie Harris, are starting a foundation, and we're also going to contribute to that. So those are some of the things that this walk allows us to do to help those in need. It really helps the community in so many ways, and it's a way that people can give back, and every penny of this goes out. So the church doesn't get any of it, I don't get any of it, we don't have administrative costs. I mean, 100% of every money that that goes in goes out. And I think that's a good thing as well.
Cross said he couldn't be more thankful to and proud of his community for helping to make the Impact Walking for Christ event such an incredible success. He said the event has seen an outpouring of support from every corner of Little River County and beyond.
Yeah, the support is it's been unbelievable through businesses in town, through individuals, other groups, people outside the city. Some of the people I don't even really know that well, quite frankly, that have seen it through social media, have been shared with other friends of mine, and it's just, it's been an unbelievable.
Following Cross's 30-mile journey, he, along with event organizers, will host a cornhole tournament and barbecue chicken dinner at Ashdown United Methodist Church. He invites everyone to come by and help join in the fun while supporting charitable causes in Little River County.
When I finish walking, we always kind of have a big gathering, and this year we're going to have it at the Methodist Church here in town, and there'll be a cornhole tournament beginning at noon, and we've already got several teams signed up for that, and then also we'll have a chicken dinner at around 3:30-ish, and I should arrive about 4 o'clock, hopefully.
The cornhole tournament and other festivities will kick off starting at 12 noon this Saturday, April 24th at Ashdown United Methodist Church, located at 145 East Commerce Street in Ashdown.